This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Dawn Demure, educator and spokesperson for one of the oldest health food companies in the world, A. Vogel. And we've just learned all about saw palmetto. And I would like to just pick your brains a little bit about digestion and elimination. I picked up one of those kits that Vogel has, and it has nettle, stinging nettle, molcassan, and boldocanera. And those three products, they're just all liquids. It seems so simple, so gentle, but so profound. Can you tell me why these old remedies work so well?
Yeah, first of all, Alfred Vogel, the famed Swiss naturopath, when it came to the topic of detoxification, he felt the best way to approach it is in a gentle manner. So you'll notice all those three products that you just mentioned, they're all actually work very gently on the body. And the holistic principle is all about restoring homeostasis or balance to the body. So with any of the Vogel products that we talk about today or people use on a regular basis, you'll notice that they never deliver the final product. Let's say, for example, hormones in the body. We'd rather support the body in its ability to create proper, let's say in this case, sleep hormones like melatonin, for example. We'd rather supply the body with the substrates or things that help to restore function to those glands and so on. And digestion is no different. So with the boldocanera, it's a very it's a nice combination of different bitter herbs. There's milk thistle, there's globe artichoke, there's dandelion, and there's also a little bit of peppermint in there. That particular product helps to nudge the liver towards its detoxification role that it plays. So take, for example, a person with a congested liver, perhaps they're overindulging in fatty foods. When they take the boldocanera, it will help to decongest that liver by pushing out the stagnant bile and producing new healthy bile, which is so important for emulsification of fats, for lowering cholesterol, and also lubricating the bowels to prevent constipation. And the molcassan, very, very interesting product that goes back to the 17th century, if you can believe that. It's a fermented whey product, which is it goes through a special process where they remove the lactose and the other solid molecules, which can be a problem for some people. And then they ferment it using a registered strain of Lactobacillus casei. And so basically what it's doing is it's super concentrating the lactic acid, which is a very important compound found in a healthy intestinal system. And this helps to keep the bowels clean and also helps to spur peristalsis, which is so important for bowel evacuation.
And molcassan, it's in the way Vogel would think of it, would be more or less to create the environment for good, healthy bacteria rather than pouring on a whole lot of probiotics. Can you tell us a little more about that theory?
Yeah, exactly. It goes, again, back to Vogel's philosophy of supporting the body and getting it to do what it needs to do, rather than putting extraneous things in there, like you just mentioned now with the probiotics. So molcassan is very much a food. It's super concentrated, fermented whey with the solids, you know, the solids I just mentioned removed, such as the casein and the lactose. So there's going to be lactic acid in there, which helps to slightly acidify the gut, which is an ideal situation to have. When we don't chew our food properly, when we wash it down with too much coffee and so on and so forth, the gut will actually become slightly too alkaline, which opens the door for opportunistic bacteria and fungi such as candida. And so you'll notice in many cultures all over the world, they eat or drink something that's cultured, whether it be kefir or yogurt or sauerkraut juice. These traditional societies realize that having fermented foods in their diet goes a very long way to improve absorption of nutrients and avoiding any sort of pathogenic bacteria from getting a foothold in the intestinal tract. So the molxicillin very much fits that part of the puzzle. So people with gas, bloating, flatulence, and so on after eating a large meal, those people are ideal candidates for the molxicillin.
And is it good for anybody? Can I give it to grandma? Can I give it to little toddlers? Is it safe for everybody?
Yes, the recommended dosage is one capful or one tablespoon a day. It's, again, it's in the same vein as those cultured foods that people take, like yogurt, kefir, kombucha, and so on. The only difference here is that the main acid that's found there is the lactic acid. There's also apple cider vinegar that people like to ingest to help them as a digestive aid. That's got mainly acetic acid in it. With the molxicillin's primarily lactic acid, which is actually a metabolite of the friendly bacteria. So if we have 1 kilogram of friendly bacteria lining our intestinal tract, they will actually produce what's called weak acids, and lactic acid is the main one. So when we take in the molxicillin, we're basically helping the friendly bacteria to do what it needs to do.
Okay, so molxicillin is great for every day, year in, year out.
Absolutely.
Okay, and why would nettle be put with the Boldocinera and the molxicillin?
Well, stinging nettle is a superfood. It's something that the Europeans used to pick in the springtime, and they would turn it into a soup or a stew. And it's a great remineralizing agent. They would do this in the spring after a long winter of eating mainly roots, vegetables. They knew that, you know, the deficiency was an issue after a long winter. So nettle would be picked and consumed in various forms. And it's got iron, it's got chlorophyll, it's got a whole host of different microelements, which helps to remineralize the body and also helps the kidneys to do their job properly. So why it's put in together with a detox kit, it's all because of this this ability to maintain kidney function and to detoxify the body and also absorb nutrients from various other foods.
Okay, Don. So many good products and so many years that all these wonderful products have been available to us, created in the with Vogel's ideas and his strict ideas about how to create herbs and maintain them well. What are some of your favorite ones for utilization?
Well, Echinacea is my number one go-to. I use it for respiratory infection, for prevention mainly. I also use it for treatment. If I do get sick, I take copious amounts of Echinacea tablet, the extra strength ones, and I find that I'm very rarely do I have to stay home. I just carry on doing my work. My energy levels are good, and it just keeps me out of trouble. And that's my number one herb by far. And Alfred Vogel recognized the sanctity of this herb way, way back in the 50s when he got an opportunity to spend time with the Sioux Nation. He saw firsthand how they grow the Echinacea and how they would utilize it in some pretty dire situations like snake bites, if you can believe that. And here in Canada, we're only supposed to recommend Echinacea for cold and flu, but really it's to fight infection anywhere in the body. It's almost like a natural antibiotic and very, very safe. It's for the whole family. Pregnant women can take it. Nursing women can take it. Children from the ages 2 and up can take it. Very, very safe, but very potent at the same time.
Okay, and Echinacea in general is not always written up as being safe for pregnancy. How did Vogel come through with the studies and the structure to get it okayed for pregnant women?
Well, actually, there's an organization in Toronto called Mother Risk, and they very good organization. They've done a lot of work on and getting the government to recognize supplements and certain foods as being safe or unsafe. So they have a really good database. As far as Vogel goes, all we did is we applied. When we were submitting our application, we asked for that safety indication as it relates to pregnancy, and they granted it to us. So we did not do any specific studies on Echinacea in pregnant women. this organization I just mentioned, Mother Risk in Toronto, they've done all the legwork. And so we're just basically riding on their coattails.
Wonderful. That's good. It's nice for pregnant women to have that safety in knowing that they have something they can take when they have a cold or flu.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So it's been so good to have you on the radio show today, Dawn. And I'm sure we'll have you on again. But until we meet again, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay. Thanks also to our producer, Alan Wishart, and to all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.